Okay, today we need to do something very important. This is what it's all about, actually. What we've built up to now is an understanding of the process of the relationship that developed between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the marshal of marriage. We didn't live in the 2,000 years of Tol. When we don't live in the 2,000 years of Tol, we live in the 2,000 years of Ikud Mashiach. So we need to know what that's about, so that we know what we're going through and why we're going through. And we have to understand this Tekufa, which is what we're about to do. That's what we're about to do. The 2,000 years of Torah, we'll see. The Kosh Bok was Megal himself. There was Nisim. There was Nevuah. And then someone switched the lights off. We live in darkness. We need to know why and what to do with it and how to utilize it. So that's what we're going to discuss today, is the Alpaim Shnois Yemos HaMashiach Mitzad HaKala. Daf Ayin Daler, I believe. Tov. Achreine Gi Alpaim Shnois Yemos HaMashiach Sham Chala Tafkid Ala Kala. Everything's now shifted over to the Kala. Up to now, the Chosin's been doing all the work. Morning, Menashe. Up to now, the Chosin's been doing everything. Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Chazat, the Chosin's been doing that right at Mukudeshes Nibetabad Zu. And now the color comes onto the stage. Knesset Yisrael raises Ritzayna Legalot et Haskamosa L'Nisui. The color now has to come along and display her willingness and her agreement to the marriage. Beis HaMikdash Chorov, HaKala Yoitzis Mi Beis HaChosun, Legalot Marav Kasheh. Beis HaMikdash gets destroyed. Klal Yisrael goes out into a terrible, bitter galus. Kenidefes Ad Chorma Ad Yedei Soinaya, HaRomanim HaAdumim, HaNoitzim, HaMuslamim, HaTzlavnanim, Inquisitia, Xeris Tachvatat, etc., etc., etc. Up to the spiritual destruction and Holocaust that's taking place in the Western world today. Yeah, assimilation is much worse than gas chambers. That's a long history and a lot of persecutions, no? Romans, Edomim, Noitzrim, Muslimim, Slavanim, Inquisitia, Xeris Tachvetat, Communism, Hashobi Europa. And the spiritual Holocaust, that's a long list of a terrible galus, yeah? Roshonim ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu shuv einu mitgalel am Yisrael v'kol tifatoi. There's no ten makas, there's no Kriyas Yam Suf, there's no open miracles. Hashem's not being megal himself to the kala in all his glory. Lehefech, al yomim einu nema v'istati ponai me'em. This is the tekuf where Hashem says, I'll hide my face from them. It's so bad, it's so difficult that Klal Yisrael think that the Chosin's abandoned him. It's because we don't have Hashem with us, that's why we're having all these sorrows. You don't have Hashem with you. It feels like Hashem's abandoned us. Chas v'chalila. Hazoah v'aziv shehi oites achosan hafachlom. Shuv ein kan kfir mitzad Hashem yisbarach. There's no more kfir yet. There's no more gun against your head because of the enormous beauty and revelation and godness and dreamimus of Hashem. If you don't have a choice, you have to go with it because it's so magnetic. Now it's not so poshut. V'oisin shami makali yechala chlit levad. Now the color gets a change to the side itself. V'dayet slula, u'mitoich b'chira chofshis, im retzayna lidabek litkashe l'chosen. She can decide, do I want this chosen or do I want the chosen? It is Mitzrayim Kriyas Yam Suf. V'akorosh Baruch Hu's megala to the lower shitzko, what more than Yecheskel HaNovi was going to see, and what Yecheskel HaNovi saw, we don't even know how to learn what he saw. And the lower shifter saw that. At that moment, he had to say, nah, I don't think this is for me. You can't. It's awesome. It's too big. It's too beautiful. Total giloy. So you don't have Bechira. Now you have Bechira. The lights went out. Now choose. בניגוד לאיסה תלויס מוחלטה, שהאיסה לכלל ישראל במדבר בארץ ישראל, בזמן שבית המקדש עמד על תילוי, in contrast to the total dependency that Klal Yisrael had in the Midbar and in Eretz Yisrael when the Beis HaMikdash stood, after Klal Yisrael lo yichel yeis atzmai, Klal Yisrael is not independent. When we're in the Midbar, in the Ananei HaKobud, eating man and getting water from Beit Miriam, you're kind of dependent on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because what are you going to do? Open up a store and say, look, Hashem, I'm making a panosa, just I need you not to interfere. You can't do that in the Midbar. You can't do that when the Beis HaMikdash is standing because it's too obvious. There's nevuah, you're breathing nevuah in the air.
Phase one.
Exactly. We're going to see how this is cosmic. We've dealt with phase one in microcosm. We'll see how phase one and two and three is cosmic. Exactly. Thank you. So when that's happening, you don't have Bechira. Now, it's a bit easier. That's a klal Yisrael yechel yeis atzmai. Ad kedei kach shemesugel lachshov shechosel lo nimtzat klal chasukilina. You can even come to the conclusion that you descended from a monkey and no one made you, no one's running the world, but it's all just one big accident. You could even come to think that. There are people out there that still believe that today. Rachmana litzlan. Dafka mitoich matzav zein yitchoru keneged kol gale hayam ozafim. Dafka in that matzav, they'll swim against all the waves and all the tides that come against them. They can kol hamashberim v'agalim apoiktim oisam hem yitamtsu lahachzik man v'negolot et ahavosom ha'ozel ochosom. Against that background, in the face of all this torment, there the Megala, the Abba for Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's Ritzoinam Hachana Ha'amiti Le'inoseloi Le'yizbat Zugoi Lo'oil Me'ad. That's where the Chala will say, Afal Bikain, I want to be your wife. Forever. Zumu Sakesh Aritzchi Ben Klal Yisrael HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And that is the eternal bond that exists between us and HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Keshish Kuru Ava. All love. Kesher shalom nema ki ozer kamois ava maim rabin lo yoichli the kabois. Much water can't extinguish the love. It's ava nares lo nishtafu ha shirashirim, as we mentioned, that's the whole of shirashirim we're discussing now. All the waters in the world cannot extinguish the fires of love that I have for you, Hashem. Do what you want. Okay, that's the background to understanding Shnais Yamois HaMashiach. Let's take this further. There's unbelievable stuff here. There's stuff here that is absolutely life-altering to get it right. Okay. At the top of Ein Hay, Chaim Maim Ed Noisef Loisef Keshava. There's another aspect to this bond of love. Umadum Maim Ed Amok V'Nisgav. It's a very deep and Niskav is
lofty.
Lofty, elevated, defined, the words, the translations of mamash brutal. A kesher bein shnei bnei azug nikra b'fi chazal ishtoy kegufo. The bond of marriage between a couple and marriage is called ishtoy kegufo. Ishtoy kegufo. Nishalis a shayla. Let's ask ourselves this question. It's relevant to our discussion, but it's also relevant to those who want to know what's going on in their homes as well. Between a man and a wife, we'll deal with, and we can deal with it. But we're asking another question here. How does that find expression in my relationship with Hashem? Ishtoy kegufo. Ishtoy kegufo. How does that work with Hashem? When does that find expression? L'chayra, bituza enu toim klal keshet kodesh zeim Hashem. Ishtoy kegufo doesn't really define, reflect, describe this relationship, this kesher of kodesh that we have with Hashem. What's going on here? The tshuva lekachi, And we always come back to that because this is the central subject of what it means to be Jewish. What's the secret of being Jewish? Bechira chofshi. Bechira, that's all you are. If you want to distill yourself down into your most primary factor, what you are is your shtickle bechira, that's all. Because your guf's not you, and your neshama's not you, and you are something else, correct? Are you your neshama? Elokai neshama shenosata bi. Who's talking? You said this morning, yeah? Elokai neshama shenosata bi. You see, you have to keep going over it because people just don't get it. They say the bracha day and day out. Avram lo choshvim min medabeka. Who is speaking? Elokai neshama. The neshama. And then I've got this guf that I have to fight with. The neshama is fighting the guf. So then who are you? Elokai neshama shenasata bi. Who's the bi? The guf? The guf celebrating the fact that it now is a neshama? The guf would be only too happy to get rid of the neshama. It's the biggest problem. The biggest problem the guf has is there's this nudnik neshama trying to get him out of bed in the morning. So the guf's happy to just curl up in the corner and go to sleep the whole day. Oh! Mi ani. So if we go back, remember, no, I want to remind you. In Perek Beis, the first step into this sugya, Perek Beis is titled Mi Ani with a question mark. Because me sometimes got a question, it's an answer. Well, Mi Ani is a question. I'm not an neshama and I'm not a goof. I'm not an neshama and I'm not a goof. So what am I? You're a bechira chofshi. For the purpose of this discussion, there's more to this discussion. But essentially, what you are is you are Bechira. Because all the things that are outside of Bechira aren't really you. Those are just the things that Hashem gave you. All the things that happen without your choice. You're tall, you're short, you're thin, you're clever, you're stupid, you've got a memory, you don't have a memory, you're rich, you're poor. There's nothing to do with you. I want to reward Hashem because I'm clever. You clever? I gave you clever. What's it going to do with you? I'm going to punish you because you're stupid. Well, okay, you can punish someone because he's stupid. If he's being machmir, you can punish him. There are plenty of people who are being machmir in their stupidity. They take stupidity to the extremes and no one asks them to go down there. But some people are stupid. What can you do? Hashem does. His tafkid in the world is like this. Maybe in the previous Gilgul, he was a genius, a kveisnisht. You can't punish him because he's stupid. That's how Hashem is. No more than you can reward him because he's clever. So what do I punish and reward you for? What builds olam haba? Your bechira. How you use your bechira. That's all we are at the end of the day, no? Doesn't want to show me that I'm wrong. The Ramchal calls it ruach, nefesh, and neshama. The three parts of the neshama. There's nefesh, which is the more guf aspects, the neshama, which is the neshama. Somewhere between the two of those is a thing called ruach. Somewhere it lives around about here. Because most of us spend our lives somewhere. Yeah. Now and again, we manage to get neck up. Most of the time, we're living in below the neck. You know, we're an emotional bundle. We very seldom process things to our sake. But that's where the Bechira happens. Bechira is supposed to be in the seichel, but unfortunately, we spend most of our lives down here. But Ruach is, you know, Ruach is what happens when you take a goof and you join it together with a neshama. You get a thing called Bechira Chofshi. You get an Adam, where's Bechira? That's the Tzelem Elokim. And that's what we have in common with Hashem. Let's see. Hatshuvela kachi yocheles ha-Bechira chofshis. What does it mean, ishtoi tegufo, in the purposes of our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? It means Bechira chofshis. And this is a big, deep, like he said, Omuk v'nisga. And we've mentioned it here so many times, I think Eli's going to throw his thermos at me. At some point, we'll have to take a few years out and learn the sugya of Bechira properly because we don't know what it is. Let's see. Mareches hayachasim ben haba liishto al pi hashkofes ha-teiri, mareches yachasim shel shova b'shova. This is not the whole story. This is just part of the story we need for you. The relationship, the system of relationship between a husband and a wife. is a system of shover b'shover, what the Western world calls equal rights, but that's not what we say. It's shover b'shover. The husband doesn't command his wife and rule over, although the Torah says he does. That's what I said. You have to see. He certainly can't force her to do his will. He's not greater than her, and she's not greater than him. There are certain areas or whatever where the halacha says she has to listen to you. There's an area where you have to listen to her. That just takes us back to the shava b'shava. The things he's more qualified to deal with, the things she's more qualified to deal with. So you want the partnership. Let's use that word for lack of a better description. You want the marriage to be matzliach. So obviously you use the kelim you have as best as you can. It says in the pasuk there that Hashem tells Chava, he'll rule over you, whatever. We have to understand what that means, but essentially marriage is a system, and anybody who's married knows that you can't get it to do what you want. She can't get you to do what you want. And essentially it's a system of shava for shava. He's not bigger than her, she's not bigger than him. The Moshal and the Suim of Knesset Zone Makorish Bohu came as Isamarachasim, Kaviyahu Bechira Chovshi, Lohu Godul Mimene, the Lohi Gadoli Mimene. Strange to say that, but that's what the Torah says. In the relationship of Knesset Yisrael to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's a relationship based on Bechira Chovshi. And in that relationship, he's not bigger than me, and I'm not bigger than him, which sounds strange. Ishtoi kegufoi. Ishtoi kegufoi. Me and Hashem is Ishtoi kegufoi. I see a chaylis bechira gedoylev in his gover sheaskeinu bo betchile dvorov. Yamavtech lekesh anusu. That sugya that we dealt with earlier, a little bit of it, of the sugya of Bechira Chovshi, that's the key to the understanding and to the bond of marriage between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and also to normal marriage. It's the same Bechira that Adam HaRishon used to destroy the world. If you would have programmed into a computer Adam HaRishon in his matzah in Gan Eden, and ask the artificial intelligence, what are the chances that Adam HaRishon is going to destroy the world? It would have told you none. What possible reason could he have done to have done what he did? He had every reason to succeed. Every sibit to matzliach. The same Bechira that Avram Avinu used to rebuild the world. The Marocha Mitzan Mitzavah Madoya Ishi. If you would plug him into the artificial intelligence, then he's got no chance. No chance of Avinu to be Matzliach. He had nothing going for him. Everything against him. Everything. It's hard to find any redeeming feature in Avram Avinu's history. He was a Ben Nida, we'll see. He was a Baal of Avodah Zarah. He lived in a generation where the infants of the generation, Tevash and Adam, Mimshach, Koch, Svivoy, there was nothing positive in that generation. There was a bit of Noach and Shem Va'eva, a few unique individuals hanging out in some yeshiva somewhere, and very, very little in her. Okay, if you want to say that, that's gonna change the picture. But you're right, he had very little positive influence from anywhere. Don't underestimate Noach. The Torah says Noach was a tzaddik. You have to deal with Noach was a tzaddik, okay? We'll see what the machlekes Avram and Noach was. Noach came this close to being Avram. Shnia. Noach was not lightweight.
But she,
what?
He's put my
that is another year we have many shirim. That's my pet subject. Uh-huh. It's understanding what you mean when you say Shalor Sani Goy. To met Noach. You say who Noach was. He was not lightweight. Okay. You're only here today because of him. He saved your life. If it wasn't for Noach, you wouldn't be here today. You'd be fried fish. You'd have tried. Noach was what saved our lives. He's sick. This is what means. But that's why we're here today. Not so possible. Grandpa Noach. You have a grandpa who's a guy. Like Donald Trump's grandchildren have got a grandpa who's a guy. I just did. You can do what you want with it. I'm not rubbing it out. He once told a reform rabbi, he's my grandchildren are Jewish. Donald Trump said to a reform rabbi, he's my grandchildren are Jewish. Okay. Fine. But that was no, but I'm saying Abraham Avinu had no chance to succeed, and Adam Rishon had any reason not to succeed. He saw reality, he saw Hashem. The Yetzer Hara wasn't even part of him, he was an external evil force, and he was Kula Kodesh. What chance did he have to fail? The Chira says anything's possible. Artificial intelligence won't get it right ever, because artificial intelligence can't relate to the Chira any more than they can relate to anything else that we know that they refuse to believe, because you can't put it under a microscope. By the way, they deny Bechira. They have to deny Bechira. The scientists have to deny Bechira, because you can't put it under a microscope. You can't see it. It's counterintuitive. So what are they left with? Compulsion, determinism. Who did the determinism? I don't know, because I don't believe in God. You set up the determinism. I don't know. They have lots of problems. They have a lot of, I'm not having a discussion about evolution now. I'm just pointing out that they can't grasp Bechira. That's why they deny you have Bechira. Okay. And we also can't prove Bechira, by the way.
Right.
You have to know with Das that you have Bechira. And if you don't have Das, Asal Arachim Allah. In the Lashon of Chazal. Bechira you can only encounter with your own das. It's not something I can put on the table and show you a Bechira, because you can say, no, maybe I didn't have Bechira, maybe it was compulsive, maybe it was false, it was made to look like it was Bechira. Same as you can't prove to me that you know you exist. To prove that you exist is not so hard. But to prove that you know you exist, that you can never do. You can never do that. Because it's an expression of das, and das can't be put into words. Okay, that's another sugya. But Bechira, that's why Bechira touches on Das very deep. But that's what's Ishtoi Kegufa. And the extremes of Bechira give birth to an Adam Arishon, with everything going for him, use the Bechira to destroy, and Adam Arishon doing everything against him, use the same Bechira to rebuild. Zuhi Chaylas HaBechira, the same Bechira that Klal Yisrael after Ma'amad HaSinai. Which artificial intelligence would predict that straight off the HaSinai, Klal Yisrael would be Isaac in the Egel Azar? Partial, of course, you come from HaSinai, you've just seen Hashem. Your neshamas flew back to Shemayim, and 2 minutes later, you're busy dancing on a golden cow saying, that's the God that took us from Egypt. You predict that. That's Bechira. You don't really know what happened. If you think you know what happened there, then you're mamash wrong. Advarim is govim itanu. Those things are way beyond our understanding. These are the greatest people that lived. Ach aleinu lilmod mem es ma sheyecholim anu lilmod. But we have to learn from them what we can learn. It's Torah. V'chein nefesh nesaris itochen. If you're not still bothered by this, you're losing sensitivity. The heavens opened up and Clarisol saw Hashem's oneness. Hashem was Yeren Alaha. They heard Hashem speak. Ponim oponim itoichaish. They tell him not to. Me'idra rama lebira amikosa chazu. How did they go from there to the depths of oblivion? At Shemoshu ben Elelas lishboa saluchas. You got to shvira saluchas. Maise Elohim. Which we also don't understand. We're about to learn about Shvira Saluchis, which will start next week. Because to do Shvira Saluchis now, it would be cruel. Unless you want to take off half an hour. But that would be Sikon and the Foshes. These people that learn by the Wolitzki to take off a half an hour and do this.